Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I love singing this psalm. I have sung this psalm, I can't imagine how many times now. And it never gets old because it's the Word. There are some songs that you get tired of singing, but this is not one of them. This is the Word. And tonight, I felt led to sing it and preach it. And I thought, why don't we have a man read it, and then we'll sing it, and then we'll preach it. And we could just keep going with this. This is a beautiful psalm. It's a special psalm. I thank the Lord for it. I believe the longer I go, the more I need the psalms. I really believe that. The longer I go, the more I need the psalms. We've been in the psalms a lot recently. And the reason is because I've needed to be. I had nowhere else to go but to the Psalms. I think about that scripture in James chapter 4 that says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. You think about that. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. I find myself, it feels like to me, all of the Word is the Word of God. Every word is special. But to me, I just feel like I draw more nigh to God when I'm in the Psalms. Something about it, I just connect with it. David was so honest. He was just so raw in what was going on in his heart here in these Psalms. He got to the heart of what was in his heart, which as we read them, I mean, we read so many Psalms over and over again, usually we find that that was despair. Usually that's what was going on in his heart. Fear. David experienced a lot of fear. He constantly said, when I'm afraid. Sorrow, pain. I mean, David experienced these things. He so often was in a position of need, like I am, like you are. He so often was crying, literally. This grown man cried often. He constantly wrote about his tears, day and night, my tears. He constantly talked about how overwhelmed he was and how he felt like he was always on the verge of not making it. And he was just so open about everything. He was so open about his weaknesses. He was so open about his sins. He was so open about how much he needed mercy. And for that reason, all of God's people can relate to David. They can. David just kept crying, Lord, I'm a man who has sinned against you and I need mercy. And I'm in a place where I need you. And all of God's people can relate to him. I believe one of the reasons why we are constantly in the Psalms is because David constantly is pointing us to his help. All of the Psalms, he's always in a state of need like we are, and he always points us to his help. He points us to the one who helped him through it all. We read the accounts of a man who lived an entire life all the way up to these be the last words of David. And he constantly pointed us to the one who carried him through it all. And every time we see David's help, we see our own because we have the same help. We have the exact same help. So Psalm 121, verse 1, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? He said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You think about the peace that is in remembering that. And think about the comfort that is in being reminded of that. Lift up your eyes to the Lord. Lift up your eyes. This is the miry clay down here. And we are constantly wallowing in it. Everything down here. Lift up your eyes to the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. We just sang, look to the Lamb of God. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail, look to the Lamb of God. When you are weary and the way seems long, sometimes do you ever look down that path, and we don't know how many days we have on this earth, but, you know, looking at how long some people make it, do you ever look down that path thinking, oh, that's a long way. That's a long way away. Look to the Lamb of God. How am I going to make it? How am I going to look to the Lamb of God? Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all. That's what we just sang. In joy, Christ is all in all. In sorrow, Christ is all in all. Just look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you from all of those things. The sin, the doubt, the fear, the weariness, the clouds that come rolling in. Just look to the Lamb of God. Verse 1, David said, I will lift up mine eyes. By that he means the eyes of his heart. The eyes of his hope. The eyes of his plea. The eyes of his cry. You know, religion and many people want to make a show of lifting everything up. You know, we're going to lift it all up. It's not what he's talking about. No matter where his physical eyes are looking, he's talking about the eyes of every fiber of his being, every fiber of his soul, looking to the Lord. I want to show you the most perfect example of this that could possibly go with that verse. This is the perfect example of lifting up these spiritual eyes. Turn with me to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 10. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican, a terrible man. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Now watch verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. He would not and could not physically lift up his eyes to heaven. And the reason is because God gave him the humility. He gave him the ability by giving him the humility to only lift up his eyes to the hills. Even though his sorrow and his shame and his sin would not allow him to physically lift his eyes up to heaven. He couldn't. He could not lift up his eyes unto heaven. Even though all he could do was physically look down. This man was looking straight down. But even so, God gave him the ability to lift up the eyes of his soul to Christ, from whence came his help. Verse 13 says, "And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Every man or woman, every sinner who lifts up the eyes of his or her heart to Christ for help. I love Psalm 12. The first two words in Psalm 12 are, "Help, Lord." I love that. Kind of like when Peter cried, "Lord, save me." Every sinner who lifts up the eyes to Christ for help will find it. Every single person who lifts up the eyes of the soul to the Lord Jesus Christ for help will find it. And I mean in every way, shape, and form. Every way, shape, and form. Everyone. Now, why is that? Why is it that every single soul that truly lifts up the eyes to Christ, the eyes of faith to Christ for help, will find it? Why is that? Turn with me to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "It's because we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." I enter into that maybe a little more than I ever have. We have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, tried, just like we are. Everything that we feel we're going through, tried with, yet without sin. We have a high priest who knows our frame. We have a high priest who literally touched himself with the feeling of our infirmities. He bore them, he carried them, he felt them, he endured them. He was judged in them, condemned in them, sentenced in them, punished in them, victorious over them. Everything in this world that brings us grief because of sin, Christ has already dealt with it. He's already put it away. Verse 15 right here says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." That's why. Every soul who lifts up their eyes to Christ to find mercy and grace to help in time of need will find it. That's the reason why. It's because Christ, our high priest, touched himself with everything that has touched us. Everything that has touched us. And he knows exactly where we are. And he knows exactly what we need to comfort us through whatever we're going through. Go with me back to Psalm 121. Verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said, just look at who it is I'm looking to. Just look at who it is I'm looking to. I'm looking to the one who made heaven and earth. I'm looking to the one who is able to do something about it, able to help me. My help cometh from the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. And everything else is of the Lord. And the same Lord, the Lord God, who made heaven and earth and me and everything that is. David said, that's the Lord I'm looking to. That's the one I'm looking to for my help. And that is, boy, that's something to get a hold of. That's who we're looking to for our help. The one who made everything. Verse 3 says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will not suffer thy foot to slip and to fall. You know, if your foot stays, your whole body stays. Your whole person stays. You've gone somewhere, you've stepped somewhere and thought in your mind, I hope I don't slip. We were hiking, and I'm not a big hiker. Every now and then Hannah talks me into it, but we were hiking. A few of us went, and there was a very rocky part. And every step I took, I thought, I hope my foot doesn't slip. It was kind of wet. Step on a wet rock. You think, I'm up here in the woods, and I hope my foot doesn't slip. Well, stayed upon Jehovah, nobody falls. Nobody falls. Standing on the Lord Jesus Christ, standing on the promises, nobody falls. Look at Psalm 130 with me. Turn the page over to Psalm 130. Verse 3 says, If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? He said, If you marked my sins, if you wrote them down on my record and judged me in my sins, I'd never stand. I would fall. But in Christ, in the blood, on the rock, nobody falls. Nobody. Nobody falls from Christ. Nobody falls from the gospel. Think about that. Nobody falls from Christ. Nobody falls from the gospel. I think all the time, Lord, keep me in the gospel. Somebody says, yeah, but you're the preacher. I know. Lord, keep me in the gospel. Keep me under the gospel. Don't let me veer off on who knows what. Preaching who knows what. On Christ, on the rock, nobody falls. Nobody falls from Christ as long as we're stayed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And His blood and His work and His cross, nobody falls. Nobody falls from that blood. Nobody falls from the eternal kingdom. Verse 4 right here, Psalm 130, he said, But there's forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there's mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. That's why he said in verse 1, Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Go with me back to Psalm 121. Verse 3 says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Slumber means become drowsy. That's what it means. He that keepeth thee will not become drowsy. And he that keepeth thee will never go to sleep. His watchful eye, his watchful care will never leave you. Listen to this and see if this is a blessing to your heart. He will never take his eyes off of you. Never. 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 He'll never take his eyes off of you. It's across my page here, Psalm 127, verse 1. It says, Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Do you know what will cause a man or a woman to just fall right to sleep? Knowing everything's okay. When you think everything is not okay, you can't sleep. You just can't. But every soul who truly lifts his eyes up to the hills in that moment of true need will hear from the Lord through His Word to the heart. That soul will hear, everything's okay. That soul will hear, everything's okay. In Christ, everything's okay. He gives His beloved sleep. I'll never sleep, so go ahead. I love it when He told His apostles, sleep on. Back in Psalm 121, verse 5 says, The Lord is thy keeper. That means He has the charge of you. He's your guard. He's your protector. You are being kept by the power of God. He said in John 17, Father, those that thou gavest me, I've kept, and none of them is lost. The Lord is your keeper. Verse 5 says, The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. That means He is your relief. He's your relief. He's your covering. He's your shade. Look at Psalm 91. The precious Psalm 91. Boy, what a wonderful psalm. Psalm 91, verse 1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. We have a little dog named Ellie Mae. Some of you kids have seen the famous Ellie Mae. And that little dog is a dog of routines. She is like we all are, I guess, but she has these routines. She's so predictable. But one of the things that she likes to do is she wants to come up and snuggle up to you. She loves to do that. And if you have a blanket, if you happen to be under a blanket, she wants to get all the way up under the blanket, totally under the blanket. And if you try to give her some air, after a while, sometimes she'll get up there with me and I'll think, well, she needs some air. If you try to give her some air or take her head out of it, she wants you to close that thing back down. She wants to be snuggled up and totally covered. And that's what God's people want from Christ. That's literally what they want from Christ. They want to be snuggled up and totally covered. Verse 4 says, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and your buckler." Back in Psalm 121, verse 6, it says, "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. No judgment shall come to you." We may endure, as the Scripture calls them, fiery trials, but no fiery judgments. Nothing will smite you. Smite means slay. It means kill. Christ has already endured the death. No death to come. Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul," all of your being. The new man made in the image of Christ. That old man died in Christ on the cross. And the soul of the new man, created in the child of God, which is Christ in the child of God, the evil of sin will never be able to touch that new man. Never. The evil decay and the corruption of sin will never come to that new creature that's created in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." He'll preserve your going out and your coming in. He'll preserve all your days. He'll preserve all your ways until it's time for you to go out of this world and come into the new one. Out of this wretched place of sin and into that glorious place of righteousness. We're going to close here in just a second with the song that says, "Out of my bondage, sorrow and night." Where is that? Look around. "Into thy freedom, gladness and light. Out of my sickness, into thy health. Out of my want, all my lack, everything I lack, and into thy wealth. Out of my sin and into thyself, Lord Jesus, I come to thee. I come to you." Verse 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help." Let's all stand together. Turn with me to 242.